Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, and it's the 22nd of October, and I'm recording at 10:15, and it's still British summertime for a few more days. Okay, starting with the Asian stock markets here, Japan, which could not follow through or extend its upward dynamics that we had seen on Monday, could not extend them yesterday, but it came back strongly in here today, which I'm pleased to see, having said that it was quite oversold down at these recent lows, up 2.64% for the Nikkei. And the Hang Seng Index gained 1.37%, but that was not matched by the Shanghai Composite Index, which pulled back just over 0.5%, or 13 points. Now, elsewhere, pretty steady here with Taiwan, South Korea, Australia all up over 1%. Solid gains again from India, benefiting from those election victories over the weekend. And the one exception here in the Asian region is no, I think it's closed. I don't think Malaysia was open today, but it was down because it's listed down slightly. But I think that's from Tuesday. So solid gains through most of the Asia Pacific indices. Now, Europe also did pretty well. Switzerland strong, getting up there to challenge its earlier high, not far off it at any rate, up 1.2%. And everything that I'm looking at on the European indices was higher in here today. Not so on Wall Street, and we've seen a partial retracement. We had that short-term overbought condition that I mentioned yesterday, following just a 4-day surge to the upside. Dow was down just under 1%, 0.9%. The S&P down 0.75%, and the Nasdaq composite down 0.83%. Nothing conclusive in that, but inevitably the going is going to be a little bit harder to the upside when we are nearer to those former highs for many of these indices, although not the Russell 2000, which is just a little above the 1100 level. And looking at the fixed interest markets, they were quiet here today. The US 10-year down a fraction, 2.2164%. Bigger action in the commodity markets, and well, if they're not worrying about deflation anymore, I beg your pardon, if they're not worrying about Ebola anymore, they're worrying about deflation, and that's a little bit more of a serious risk here. And so we saw generally weak commodity markets. Now, first, what I should have mentioned is that the background contributing to that, although by no means the main factor, it was the dollar index, which is strong again today. It was strong yesterday when we saw a number of commodities rally, but strong second day in a row, and they're weakening, as I mentioned, on the deflation fears. But that dollar index is up to 85.726 as I speak, still trading after hours. And in terms of other European currencies, that knocked the euro down to 1.2646, and it knocked sterling down to 1.6046. The Chinese renminbi was Very steady in here, so barely moving. The yen, a fraction weaker right now, 107.15 against the US dollar. It was the commodities where we saw more action, and precious metals all lower, some sharply so. The palladium down 665 at 769 and change. Silver languishing here down nearly 40 cents at $17 and 17.155. Palladium fell $20 here down to 1,262, nearly 63, and gold down over $7, 770 actually. It's just below the 1,241 level. And grains and beans, well, mixed in here today, quiet. So nothing big there. But copper, that slipped back, is still above 300, 301.25, still uncomfortably close to those broad range lows, and needs an upward dynamic to indicate a downside failure. Again, softness in the industrial metals, and which have been really quite weak over the last few weeks, as you're probably aware. The one that's held up the best is aluminium. And that's partly because of the big drop in energy prices, and they weakened in here again today. Now, this is quite interesting because the WTI is closed here at $80.42. Now, that's not a closing low, but I beg your pardon, that is a closing low, although it's not an intraday low. But really, really quite soft. And Brent also down to 84.72. Again, deflation concerns. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.